Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm Tracy Barnett, your host and narrator. Heroes, I am back. The family is doing extremely well. We have welcomed a wonderful, wonderful new child into our lives. And I gotta tell you, I am excited to be back to work for One Shot. It may not have seemed like much of a break, but I did a lot of work to work ahead and have most everything covered through January. But the little boy came earlier. So, he arrived about 3 weeks ahead of his due date. Everything's great. But that meant that I had to get some help from Ryan and James to cover things. But like I said, everything's wonderful. We're ready to get back to One Shot. And with that out of the way, let's get to the show. The overly buff ref comes out into the middle and a microphone descends down from somewhere.
Max is like, what? That's what I wanted.
And the announcer says, we are here for another battle, brawl for all, monster fight. The crowd goes, ah. What corners did I say, Rito? You're in the blue corner?
I'm in red.
Red, okay. Fighting out of the blue corner is Scythe Phoenix Song, the most powerful warrior who ever lived. He lifts our spirits up in appropriate dating.tumblr.com.
Woo! That's my blog! Let's go!
And fighting out of the red corner is Rito. Mine is Rito.
Go, Rito, go.
God, she's literal. Blue corner, are you ready?
Huh? Yeah, let's drive this thing till the wheels come off. Let's go.
Red corner, are you ready?
Yep, ready.
There are no rules. Fight!
Oh.
So, we are in the first round.
Let's go.
Here is what you all need to do. So, in the order as defined, we'll start with Rahul, and then go to Niall, and Gabe, and then Max. The crowd is going to get clocked in at 4, so I'll say what their action is then. Cool. First up, Rahul, what are you going to do? What's your proposed action for this first round of the conflict?
I'm going to think about how active, actually, because I think it's... I know Rita, like, we've grown up together. I feel mm-hmm. like I understand this. I, like, have data, right, on it. So it'll probably be maybe, like, I'm monitoring or, like, sizing up Scythe's actions and strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Is that fine?
Yeah, enough? That's fine. So okay. You will need to do the brains plus notice roll. And if you get something good, then you can shout intel to Gabe, who can pass it on to Rito.
Cool.
All right, yeah. All right. So we have that. Scythe, what is Scythe going to do?
Attack. Scythe does one thing. Scythe does it really well. And that's chop, fight, chop.
Okay. So just looking at this, I wanted to make sure that, you didn't have awesome on anything that can attack, which you don't.
No, I'm not awesome.
So you just have to say what you're attacking with, your sword arm or your biker boots?
Sword arm.
Okay.
Scythe knows one attack and one attack only. Sword arm swing.
Okay, fantastic. Then we come down to the crowd. The crowd is just generally going to be, because it's a fresh fight. They don't really care about the kids. They care about the monsters they see in front of them.
Amen.
And so
it's kind of a split crowd. And so whatever's more narratively interesting, the crowd is going to interfere on behalf of that monster. Mm. So I'll say if I roll any sets, cause I'm just rolling 10 dice straight up for the crowd. If I roll any sets that are on the high side of things, so like 6 through 10, no, that doesn't work. Cause then the height is going to be, I'll figure it out. I won't get too technical with this. So Rito, what is Rito going to be doing?
He's got a big old mouth full of a whole bunch of different teeth, mm-hmm. and he's just gonna hurl forward like wings flapping, just try to like bite and rip.
Bite with the teeth, got it. And Max, mm-hmm. what are you gonna be doing?
I can do a thing with the monster as long as it's not like interfering with the fight, right?
Yes.
So Tabasco is going to sort of like. Because we haven't really talked about Tabasco has like, besides being a big tuba, like I think now that we're in Monster Land, like the one sort of like slime eye like thing mm-hmm. pops out, but then there's one other really big tentacle that pops out of the top tuba thing, right past it's like a big tongue that comes out next to the eye. And I think what is gonna happen is Tabasco is gonna reach up above the ring to find like the light. Like the light rig and just mm-hmm. tilt it to move the whole lighting rig to make sure that the lighting is like maximally optimized on the fight so that everyone in the crowd can like fully see what's happening and be on board for this fight and like be okay. fully engaged.
Fantastic. All right. So we all know how many dice are in our pools because of what we're using to do our things. So everyone grab your dice and roll.
And I have awesome two on that. Because my tentacle is awesome.
So pick whatever number you want and set two dice to that.
Or is it?
So Aaron, you are using
one or two.
Yeah, is sword arm eight. So eight is what you as how many dice you need to grab up
Holy
for your roll.
Shit, that's a lot.
Yep. All right, everyone, get them up, and here we go. We're all gonna roll on 1, 2, 3. All right, and look for your sets.
All right.
Spoiled for choice over here. All right. So I've got width 3. So I've got a set of 3 I can use. Does anyone have a width that's higher than that?
I have 4 fives.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
Motherfuckers rolling dynamite.
I have 3 sevens.
Okay.
And I have gnarly. How does gnarly add to this at this point?
Gnarly will add to the damage done.
To the damage done. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait. Wicked fast adds to width, right?
Yes. Wicked fast. So how much wicked fast do you have on that?
I have 2 wicked fast. So okay. I have 5 by 7 and I have 4 by 3.
Okay. So 5 by 7 will be the highest effective width. So even though Aaron rolled a pure 4 fives, that means that Rito is going to get to act first.
Yeah, because my width is 3.
Yeah, and then Rahul and Max, you each got pairs or nothing?
I got 3 tens.
Okay, three wow. tens.
Holy shit.
And then okay.
I got 3
big, one okay. big tentacle, and it's
so,
awesome.
We are going to resolve this way. It's going to be Rito, and then Scythe, then Max, then the crowd, and then... Rahul, because I got 3 sixes. So,
okay.
This
I also have a pair of fives.
So, yeah, you have to. And it, now, if you want your action to be more effective, because it doesn't really matter because you're going last no matter what. So, if you want your action to be more powerful, then I might go with the fives.
Mm. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. So, Rito, holy shit. You absolutely bust in there. And what was the number?
So it's really bad. And so, Aaron, I'd like to apologize ahead of time. I thought I was going to be fighting NPCs.
No,
so
please.
I made a nasty, nasty thing.
Kill this motherfucker.
So what was the number? What was the number on the die there, Brandon?
So I have 3 sevens.
Okay.
Plus 2. So it's 5 sevens.
Right.
I also have spray.
Uh-huh.
Which means that I can attack with multiple sets.
Okay.
On one target.
Right.
So I have 4 threes and 5 sevens.
So we don't need to worry about, was it, what are the actual number of the dice rolled? Because your wicked fast,
3 and a 7.
Okay. Well, because your wicked fast only counts for when you're going. So that's already been factored in.
Cool.
So how many actual physical sevens did you roll?
Oh, I get it now. Okay. Yeah. Three.
Do you have gnarly on that?
Yes. I have gnarly of 4.
God bless.
The
fuck is
going to
kill me?
Okay. So the please absorb my relationships, but don't look at my character sheet before you do.
So the first one makes sure that it's the regular width of damage, right?
Okay.
And then the other three add 3 more to that. So you do 6 damage to the 7 location on Scythe Phoenix Song, which is the Tsundere face.
That's a face.
Oh no.
So to start off with, Aaron, I'm just going to put a little slash here and total down what your face actually is now, because it's only 2.
Oh my God. No. I'm so sorry.
So please start off, Rito, by describing how does spray work with those teeth?
So spray means just like that it attacks over and over and over again.
Oof.
And so like it just like looms down and like its wings just like trap Scythe, so that you're just like in like this just razor blade zone where there's just like biting and ripping and ripping, and like its head just like coming up and down, like almost like a woodpecker. But like each time it's like biting and just like pulling back and throwing up horrible attacks everywhere.
Can I like, because I think it doesn't need to be mechanical, but like I'm envisioning Rahul is like the Kenny from Beyblade or the Izzy from Digimon. And it's just like, oh my God, Rito's opening up with the birdcage.
Fuck. No. Okay.
So then how many physical dice did you roll on your other set?
2
and they're 3s?
And they're 3s, yeah.
Okay.
And then I've got gnarly of 4.
And you have gnarly of 4 on that. So that is going to deal 5 damage to the gravity-defying hair, which completely tracks given the fact that you are absolutely fucking up the top half of this anime character.
That's his best half.
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
He says, no, my half.
Now, Aaron,
yeah,
you rolled 5s, correct?
I got 4 5s. Apparently, that doesn't do jack shit. Getting your ass blended.
No, it does, but it's important.
You don't need your ass blended. Face blended.
Important because.
Sorry.
It's okay. Because those. Neither of what Brandon rolled hit your 5 location, so your set doesn't get broken. So your action also goes off.
Okay.
Awesome. So you rolled 4 5s, and on your sword arm, it just has attack and it has burn. So your sword lights on fire.
It does.
And it hits for 3 on location 5 of Rito. So what's location 5 there, Brandon?
Those are my wings.
Okay. So
Aaron, I do have tough of 2.
So that knocks it down by 2, okay. I believe. Let me double check on tough just to make sure. I think that's the case.
Yeah. Knock off 1 point of damage.
Yeah. 1 point of damage for each. Every time. So you only knock down the wings by 1. But Rito is on fire.
Nice.
Oh, no. Rito does not like being on, and I think that there's just like that the minute Rito got into the ring, like it stopped being like talking in like a human voice and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just been like just like these guttural really low pitch screeches.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it's like this like this sound that shouldn't exist and just like horrible gurgling.
Ooh. Fuck yeah.
So next up is the trio of 10s that is resting there on Max's part. So Max, you definitely have the lighting. What do you wish to actually accomplish with this? Because you not only did that pretty fast, but like that is the most successful that it can be. So what do you actually hope to accomplish with this? Because the crowd is literally on their feet already.
So I think that what like This is like a kind of the light rig, like the lighting or grid over this fight arena just had a whole bunch of lights that were like pointing just down and vaguely towards the arena. Like it wasn't very well thought through. And Tabasco is able to grab the lighting, the whole grid, and shake it in a way that all of these lights point together. So it's now like one big down spotlight. And so it dims all of the lights around the arena. And so all of the light focus is on these two fighting so that all of this fire and gnashing is perfectly lit. And it pulls the attention of ever like because there were people in the back who were like at the snack bar, like they were munching on whatever anime snacks they bought upstairs. And now like it's dimmed the whole room and everyone is focused fully in on this fight.
Okay. I think then that what actual mechanical effect that's going to have is that those are effectively hits and they would do damage of width minus one. So it's going to be two. But in this case, you're getting everything pumped up. And the crowd seeing, like, the crowd wants a good fight more than anything. And so your action and the crowd's action are going to combine to give Scythe four dice back in one location of Aaron's choosing.
Cool.
So, Aaron, take a look at Scythe's sheet there. Yeah. And you see the numbers that are in the slashes there. You can add four to either one of those. So you can either add four to the gravity defying hair or to the Sindari face.
My face. It's gotta be my face.
The crowd's just like Scythe.
Yeah. So Aaron, can you please describe a very anime ass moment where Scythe like wipes the blood off of his face and the damage isn't as bad as it looked to be originally?
So he takes the blow, right? And he's like, ugh! And his face slaps whips to the side and blood goes on the ground. And all of a sudden he hears the voice of his grandfather and it's, Scythe, I need you to remember to be strong. With my last dying breath, use the power I left to you as a baby. Wipe that blood and fight. And he says, grandfather, your pain is my strength. And then he just stands up.
Awesome. I love it. And Rahul, you got a pair of fives. So what is the successful action that you pulled off?
So I want to like study the fight. Mm-hmm. So like I initially said that I was like looking to see if I could like analyze sight, but Do I have to go through with that initial intent?
Yes, because by the system, that's the action you declared, and you were successful on it.
Yeah.
So, but it's a full even success. So I can tell you that the sword that Scythe is using, Scythe can give that ability to Niall, so Niall can like manifest a sword, a fiery sword, and as a human kid slice around with it. The face and the hair not doing so much in this fight, like they're not going to accomplish a ton unless Scythe really turns that gaze on Rito, and it might like mesmerize him, hold him in place. Maybe it's harder on monsters, right?
Is it though?
The coat and the boots can both be used to defend, but the boots are made for stomping too. So basically, if you like move over and look at Aaron's sheet, then you have all the information aside from what the hair actually can accomplish.
Okay. Yeah. Right?
And you can pass that on in character or however you would like to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I'm jotting all this stuff down. Like I'm kind of writing up on like a stat card for Scythe. And this feels like a real wonderful brotherly kind of moment where like, you know, the crowd's going, the crowd's cheering, it's like a whole raucous event. And then I just yell like to Gabe. I'm all like, why like watch out for the sword, and the cloak looks kind of lame, but it's actually very helpful. It's actually very effective.
Hey, what the fuck?
And this boots. And don't get stopped by the boots. Kind of yelling out. And I think, like, I'd like to imagine that, like, it cuts through the noise, right? Like, a brotherly connection.
Definitely. And so what that means for Gabe and Rito is that you can, like, if you have attack abilities that have awesome, then you can target those that. Specific areas now that you know what you might want to take down.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're at the top of a round. Everyone declare actions. We are in the same order we were in before. So Rahul, what would you like to do this time?
Okay. So what would I want to do this time? Sorry.
That's okay.
You're welcome.
Because I don't want to just do like the same thing.
Sure.
Again,
and it's tricky because you just finished up your response and now I'm asking you to do that. Yeah.
And that's why it actually like took me a second. I was like, oh, it's me again. Yeah, because I think like, oh, maybe I can like send out Revoltage, because I know what's happening. So Revoltage has they got their antennas which can like sense things. And I think I want, like, Rahul is like pretty nervous about this situation, like is definitely keeping the energy of like, I don't know, we shouldn't be getting into fights, like this is a little scared. And then also like seeing Rito like just go full beast mode, probably like, you know, it scares Rahul. So like a little bit, it's like, oh, this is like my brother's violence manifested or something like that, right? And it's like seeing the energy, noticing the weird shadow lords, like I think I want to get like a temperature of the room. Mm-hmm. If that's possible, like, like Revoltage is going to like see if there's like anything going on underneath. Maybe like, yeah, like, is it weird to say like I really want like a vibe check of like kind of what's under the surface?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's completely awesome. I like that a lot.
Cool.
If you're going to use Revoltage for that, just make sure you're rolling in the pool on Revoltage's antenna for this action.
Yes.
Okay. Niall and Scythe. Hacking and slashing.
I never stop.
All right.
These. Scythe only knows one. Scythe only knows one direction, and it's forward.
Now, because we talked about this this character and what, you know, the mechanics of it earlier, and I said we could adjust stuff if we needed to. Mm-hmm. Do you want to take a point or two out of your dice pool for sword arm and give the sword arm awesome so you can target specific sections of Rito, or do you just want to roll on?
Roll on. I don't want to change. I can't change Scythe. It's my boy. It's my son. It's my son.
So the crowd is going to, and this is not a thing the people of the crowd are consciously doing, but the crowd is going to resist your action, Rahul. Like as a psychic body,
yeah.
Oh,
they are going to, as sense. Like a group, you know, vibe, they are going to resist revealing anything. So they're actively going to be working against That's you cool. In that case. Gabe, what's Rito doing?
Chomping and chewing.
Chomping and chewing. And Max, you've got your lighting game is on point. What are you going to be doing next?
Can I, Max, see where that kid who is like talking smack earlier is in the crowd?
Tiff Bannon?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to sneak over there and like tie their shoes together. Like tie their
their
absolutely. Laces together.
So that is going to be that it's a physical action, right? So it needs to be, it's one of those things. So it's either going to be brains or hands, mm-hmm. right? Because it's either mm-hmm. the physical act of tying things together, or it's using your wits to sneak around to where you can do it. Now, I say that knowing that you don't have great pools in either of those, but this yeah. is where you can also, you can bring relationships into that, into this, if you want to, right? You can increase your thing there. And I will also say that for this action, if anyone can tell me why Tiff Bannon is a funny character name, given how he introduced himself to you, I'll give you a bonus die on your pool.
I don't want to do think it's just a funny name. I immediately felt it was a funny name, but I don't know why.
What was the first thing you said?
What are you looking at, butthead?
Well, because it's the letter swapped Biff Tannen.
It's Biff Tannen from Back to the Future. That yeah. is correct.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I was like, that is Biff's phrase, right? Yeah, I got it immediately. It felt very fun.
Cool. Yeah. So, I'm being very generous. Max and Rahul, you each get a bonus die in your pool nice. For this. So, what do you think? What do you think, Max? Hands or brains?
I think it's hands. I think this is, okay. I don't think this is taking, this is not me particularly thinking this through, but everybody's focused on the fight. So I'm just kind of like, how fast can I get in there and do this quickly?
Okay. Awesome. So everyone grab up your die pools and.
Can I, well, so, okay. So I have three in hands, one for the extra die. Can I use my relationship to Rahul? Like this was Rahul's brother who was insulted by this, by mm-hmm. Tiff. Like I'm trying to like defend yeah. their family. I'm trying to get back at them and like standing up for my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Just keep in mind that if this goes sideways, it is potentially going to damage your relationship.
Sure.
All right.
I love that.
Cool. Everyone got their dice.
Why does this game have consequences?
All right. Roll 3, 2, 1. Za.
Sorry, I jumped the gun every time.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, the countdown's not an official thing to do. I'm just doing it. Cool. All right. So I have a feeling that Rito is going to be acting first. It's just a hunch that I have.
I think so. I have, 3 plus 2, yeah, 5.
So, an effective width of 5. Does anyone have anything 5 or higher?
Yo, no bullshit. I rolled 5.
Yes. 10.
Hell yeah. I'm looking at it. That's how I was thinking. So I was like, yo, that's a zero. And I'm like, yo, that's a motherfucking 10. Oh my God.
So good.
Okay. Yeah. So that means that Scythe is actually going to resolve first, then Rito. Does anyone have fours?
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused about area, actually. So it gives me an extra. This is damage. So no. This is
right? Yeah, area is only for damage.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yep, no worries. Does anyone have sets of 4? All right, with the 3, that's the crowd. All right, so the crowd is going to go third. 2s with the 2.
A pair of 2s.
And then
a 9.
A pair of 2s.
And then no luck. And then no luck on the part of the shoe tying. Okay,
no,
so
no pairs.
We'll resolve that last, and your relationship with Rahul is on the line.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so excited for
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I love it.
So what I'm going to do in that case is I also rolled a pair of 1. Actually, I rolled 3 1s in this pool, as well as the 6s. So anytime another NPC, like Tiff, was being called out in this case, the crowd's going to act with the higher pool, and then Tiff is going to act with the other pool. So, Siren,
I'm so excited about this role that you made.
Scythe Phoenix Song.
It's the perfect one.
Yes. You attacked with 5 10s. Yes. What location is that on Rito?
Rito's horrific dead eyes.
Oh, the eyes.
Okay.
It's the one place that has no toughness.
Yes.
And it is with -1, which means that is 4 damage to the eyes. Aaron, as Scythe, please describe what this sword is doing to Rito.
So what happens is, with that many fucking tens, Scythe stands there and turns his back. And everyone's like, what? What the fuck is going on? What? What? And then you hear, dun, 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 down, 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 down. It starts with one. Linkin Park starts fucking blasting from the hilt of the sword. And then he just turns and holds the blade up. And this beam of light from Linkin Park's music, magnified with the aura of this character, shoots all this light and just blah, blinds with my, yes, just it's blinding damage powered because you know what? You know what your character learned, Brandon? In the end,
what?
Doesn't even matter. And I said, and I, he stands tall and Scythe says, you had to fall to lose it all. And then it shoots a big beam of light.
Okay.
Incredible.
That's amazing.
Oh
no.
Oh, shit.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to the midroll. Heroes, we don't have a lot to promote this week, so I am going to encourage you to head on over to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and support us there. I know you've been hearing ads on the network, and those are a supplementary way for us to get some more income, but the best way to support this network and make sure that you can continue to get the high quality of product that you have been expecting from us, it's to support us on Patreon. There are lots of great options. I can tell you that the Secret Archive is going to get a lot juicier with a lot of really cool stuff coming up, both from the Skyjax universe and with some bonus content for next week's episode of One Shot. So if you want to hear that, then definitely give it a chance and check us out over on Patreon.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
And with all that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
Now, Gabe, Rito's action also goes off. And because Rito's a monster, any successful action on the monster's part clears on fire.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Burn is really only super effective against humans.
Okay, the wing fire goes away.
The wing fire and the dead eyes fire. It all goes away.
Kick ass.
Yeah. If I was
starting to be really worried about what to do next round.
If you had failed the action, then it was going to go and do something narrative. I probably would have had it assign extra damage or what have you. But
okay.
So
Rito just like gets blasted back from this shot to the eyes and is like kind of skittering and like flailing around for a moment. Just because like getting hit that badly hurts like hell. And then his beak opens up and the two of the like the top and the bottom of the beak also like open up out into like the four, you know, the classic horror four mouth. and he just dives back in again and he's going to be bringing gnarly of four. So 7/8 and 7/6.
So the width does not count on how many physical dice.
Oh, I'm sorry. A physical dice. Okay. 3/8 and 3/6. Okay.
3/8 and 3/6, gnarly of four. So it is 6 to each of those locations.
Jesus okay. Christ.
Yeah. So it's 6 to the 8, which is the Tsundere face, which
again to the face,
which is
why?
Knocked, which is knocked to 0.
My face.
I took away your face. I'm so sorry. This,
my face is a 0. No.
I thought I'd be fighting NPCs next to you.
And the Hot Topic coat.
Hot Topic coat.
No.
Was it 10, which takes it down to a 4.
Body.
So sorry.
Yeah. Now.
I'm so sorry. I thought I'd be wrecking NPCs.
So, Aaron, Niall is in a position where if he wants Scythe to keep fighting, you're going to have to convince him, to motivate him so to do. Now, you can
easily done.
You can roleplay that however you would like to, but what you need to do is you have to roll a face plus charm, put down or connive, depending on how you're going to motivate him.
I got 0 in all 3 of those and 1 face. So let's do it.
Well, so you don't can if you put a relationship on the line.
I'm willing to put my relationship with my Sephiroth cosplay from a shady 2009 website on the line.
Okay. So I would like to see this right now as the major hit comes down and his face is like fucked. So because his face got like, it's going to be one of two things, right? If he doesn't want to go on, then it's going to be like horrible scarring. If he does want to go on, it's going to be badass anime scar, right?
Yeah.
So you have 4 dice. You just need a pair. All you need to do is have a success to go along with whatever it is that you say.
Believe. I'm so stressed out. I don't want to believe. I don't want to have done this
in the heart of the cards. Oh, motherfucker, that's 2 7s. Fuck what you heard, my boy lives on.
So, please describe how Scythe gets up and keeps fighting.
Scythe Phoenix Song falls over and breathes his last breath. And I watch his chest rising and falling, and then nothing. I'm like, Scythe, what? No, you're not supposed to die. And then a blaze of fire, red wings rise from his shoulders. And I say, the Phoenix Song. And he says, I'm back. And he's got a cool scar, but he doesn't have Tsundere face anymore. He's got fucking swirly eyeglasses, like in those goofy animes that the perverts always have. You know, those like pervert swirly glasses.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm back and I'm different. And I'm like, swirly eyes. Hell yeah. Go. And then like Free Willy, he flies over me. And I go, yeah. He's back.
All right.
And he's got swirly eyeglasses.
You gotta love it.
Is this a thing that's making sense to the rest of you?
So wait, swirly eyeglasses. So like a character with big Coke bottle glasses that are swirls are traditionally like a big nerdy character in anime who is oftentimes a pervert. And it's like the most hated trope ever.
Yeah.
And you're excited. Okay,
yeah.
I get it. Because
he's
it now.
Reborn
okay.
as swirly eyeglasses.
It's just such a strange choice to reborn to.
So as this happens, as Phoenix Song literally rises from the ashes, reborn anew and a perv.
But of course.
This is perfect.
So Revoltage tries to like reach out and get a bead on the crowd. And the psychic weight of this group of people pushes back, and like it hits Revoltage in the electro claws. Now it's still a human thing, right? Mm-hmm. But what you get, so like no dice are taken out of the claws because of this, but there is some feedback to you.
Yeah.
And you end up let's see, that would be 6. So it's going to knock 2 dice out of your brains just because of the psychic. And that's the actual location that it hits.
Yeah.
So the psychic feedback is really, really intense. It is just a shock. It's not long-term permanent damage. But yeah. Like, I'll leave it to you for what conclusion to draw from this, but the crowd pushed you back in this moment. Now, your action was still successful, right? Because it didn't break your set. So you're going to get more information on your turn. But for now, Revoltage was rebuffed.
Oh, I love this, though. Yeah, I love that. I think it kind of like manifests where like all this stuff is happening. I'm watching. I like start updating Scythe's card. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, it's the... we're in an anime convention. So it's like the bolt, like, you know, like the black background, and it shrinks through my brain as like a big old, like, I kind of, my hand slips and it, like, I draw through the picture and I go, oh no, like, just hand on my hand.
Proceed directly from there because your turn resolves next. So your turn doesn't resolve next. It's a trio of ones.
It is
Tiff Bannon seeing Max try to crawl up to him and tie his shoes together, and one hits you right in the feet, and it's width minus one, which means he, like, I think you're trying to scramble through the crowd, and it has been proven that Tiff is a competent martial artist for a 12 or 13 year old, and we get this Karate Kid ass moment where the bad guy sweeps the leg and hits your ankle so hard. You go tumbling down to the ground. Your feet is knocked to zero. So, because you only had two and it's width minus one. Technically, because he's a trained martial artist, it could have been more than that and we could roll the die up, but that doesn't feel like it's that fun. So let's just double check real quick.
You come back with horny glasses.
You just have to role play, right? So I think he either bruised or sprained one of your ankles with that fall. So you're just going to be moving more poorly. And then you can still use the skills associated with that. Not that you've got a ton of dice in feet, but still, if you need to. If you were to lose dice in multiple stats, you might freak out from the injuries and be like, fuck this shit, I'm out. But you're not.
Does any of that affect my relationship with Rahul?
I think that I'm going to let Viditya play that out. Because it was a full failure. The relationship was on the line. And I think in conjunction with that psychic pushback that you just had, you're going to get a lot of information from this because you did succeed. So you've got that psychic pushback. And I think we get one of those moments where the camera cuts and you, like, there's a pain around your head and your eyes snap open and up and you see that moment where Tiff, like, casually kicks Max's feet out from under him and Max goes falling. And as soon as Max's face hits the ground, you feel another psychic impact because he risked your relationship. And now you get to discover the nature of what's underneath this and Viditya as a player. Tell me what it is.
Yeah. What is underneath this whole...
Yep. The thing you wanted to find out with your action. I want to know what it is.
Okay, cool. Because I kind of think... We're going full on, right?
Mm-hmm.
BlazKon's underground fighting is like, I think, like, it's almost like a negative energy generator.
Nice.
But like, it's like for these, calling them the Shadow Lords, right? To feed kids to make stronger and stronger imaginary friends for them to take on, to kind of give them purpose, right? So they're like, no, I'm also just kind of thinking about people who are going to conventions and are like, they're like the worst kinds of nerds, right? That like are unactualing people, they're fucking reply guys, they're pushing down kids. It's like, hey, you're yelling at a 12-year-old about something, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, this is kind of the manifestation of like, we're better than these kids. And also, we're going to turn them into us. by making him like feel like, yeah, I'm really strong, I'm really powerful. Why would I let go of my, like, why would I try and, you know, grow out of this? Instead, I'm going to hold on to it, and then I'm going to come back to these cons, I'm going to come back to these things to then push more. It's like a cycle that they're creating.
It's a perpetuation of that abusive culture.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That is just, I think I see that as
Tiff, like, kind of nonchalantly, like, just hurts a friend of mine and all these things, right? Like,
yeah.
And I see
I'm in awe of you as a role player right now. That's fucking amazing. Yeah. I'm so happy with that. Good God.
I think that's also how that kind of ruins my relationship a little bit, is because I see Max succumb to it.
I was going to say, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm going to take revenge. And I'm like, no, Max. Like, I'm not angry with you. I'm just like, our relationship is strained. And they like,
I should be like pumped about the music, not trying to get back at this kid who once said a swear word near me.
Like, that's not you. Like, you're where's the theme music? You know, like, yeah, exactly.
So, Max, your relationship with Rahul was at a one. If we like use the damage that you took as sort of a corollary to that, it's knocked down to nothing right now. So what that would mean if we were doing this in a longer game is that you would have to spend quality time with Rahul to reinforce that back to a one, and then long term maybe build it up beyond that. But right now it's effectively non-existent. That's where you are at this point. You all pursued your individual agendas. So with that last thing, Rahul, you can see, and I think anyone who has the eyes to see, so therefore a kid who has not been sort of turned by this energy, the looming presence of the Shadow Lords just seems to sort of rise up, and you can see like a shadow starting to loom behind Tiff. And you have a chance right now, Rahul, in anime form, to call out to your friends and redirect what's going on, because you know what's happening here is gross and disgusting, and it's more than you can stop right now. You are out of your depth, but you might be able to get your friends out and come back to take this on. I mean, changing the entire culture of a convention takes a while.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah, you have a chance to say something that, in very anime fashion, all of your friends will hear if you say it.
Okay. I actually would love maybe like some suggestions, because the sticky punchy dialogue isn't exactly my forte in that like one liner. But like, I love the idea of just kind of yelling out into the crowd, like, and
so let me ask the character whose monster is more determined to fight than anyone else's, Aaron.
Yeah.
What does Scythe need to hear in order to redirect his attention toward the Shadow Lords? What's the perfect thing for Rahul to say?
That's a swing away.
Like, I call out, I call out, because I swing away is so great, and I just like, in that moment, I call out to Scythe, like specifically, like Rahul's like looking around, is like kind of terrified of what's going to happen, and is like, I know, who's the most determined here, right? And I'm going to be like, Scythe,
huh?
Your true foe. And then I point at the shadow.
Yes.
Swing away.
Let us obtain this bread. And he floats up like Magneto or M. Bison.
Yeah, he just fucking exude energy. Yeah. There's a shot of some pebbles and rocks.
Got the fighting game.
Going to town.
Marvel vs. Capcom Magneto float animation of the sprite.
And as like the fighting, like immediate fighting stops, like, because Gabe is always tuned in to Rahul like at all times.
Yeah.
Gabe just like calls out like, stop, And Rito like takes a couple steps back and like leans back his head to do like that gullet swallow thing that carrion birds do. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And he just like, I think Rito just turns his attention to the thing as well and like flaps his horrible ugly wings to be next to Scythe.
Yes.
And so I think we're probably not going to put a roll on this because I think this is a good button for what we're doing here. Rito turns to you, Gabe,
mm-hmm.
and says, "Hey, boss, why don't you go? I got this."
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for all these years and everything. For standing up and just everything.
You know, there's a lot of kids in this world. You? I'm glad you are mine.
And yeah, yeah. Gabe is like fully tears down his face, like, and just runs to grab onto Rahul and and Max has friggin' broken foot. So mm-hmm. I guess first runs to like grab Rahul and then just like lifts like tries to like reach an arm underneath Max's like arms to just kind of like prop him up and like looks down to Niles if Niles isn't on his way up as well. Hey, Cesaroth.
Yeah?
We need to get out of here. Now.
Let's ride.
Yeah!
And I think we just got like a shot of like the four of us like running down the hallway.
Really athletically, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it's an anime convention, an anime, so we're all like perfect form.
Googly eyes.
You know.
And a tuba. Mechanical legs chasing us.
And there's probably just like horrible screeching sounds. Just like the horrible and just like ripping and just like slaughter noises.
And we've heard or we've seen what happens with those sounds, sort of, like earlier in the fight. So we can imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's terrifying.
And you all run up the stairs out of the arena and down the hallway and up from the basement below the basement or the below the basement to the basement below the basement to the basement up into the same access hall that you came down in the first place. And as you get toward the door, it almost opens on its own, right, as you're running towards it. And it's just this bright rectangle of white light, and you can feel cold air coming out of it. And you all swing around, and Rahul, as you're heading out, your DS light is just like framed in your hand, your trailing hand, as you're like running out the door. Yeah. And the screen just reads, continue, 10, 9.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And counts down. Yay!
Oh,
so monsters and other childish things.
Good game.
Oh, that was so much fun. Thank you so much, all of you.
Yeah,
oh yeah, you all did such a fantastic job. This was an absolute joy to play.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. I was getting all emotional. I didn't expect to be all emotional.
I was getting misty too.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't think I was going to get back there that quick with like one set of lines, and there it was.
Oh, there it was.
So good. Thank you so much for running.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much for playing.
All right. All of you.
Let's all go over and hit stop on our recordings.
Supposed to be recording?
This episode of One Shot features the following music. The Found by Lone Canyon. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Ryan Bolter. You can find them online at LordNeptune.com or on Twitter at LordNeptune or on their podcast, Character Creation Cast.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes. In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No King system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.